It is time for us to check our forecast. Time to bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you. How are you, Marshall?
I am good. Now, I watched, before we get to the weather. Before we get to the weather, I watched a movie yesterday that came out in 2006, and I never knew anything about it at all. And it was an hour and 50 minutes that was just spectacularly sent. Honest to gosh. It's amazing. And I don't know if you've ever saw it or not. It was a movie that was called Stranger Than Fiction.
No, I never saw it.
Pat, you'd love it. You'd love it. I'm sorry. Will Ferrell's in it. William Dick. Christian Stoltz is in it. Maggie Gyllenhaal was in it as well. It was just a fun movie to watch. Queen Latifah is in it. Dustin Hoffman, Linda Hunt, Emma Thompson. I mean, and Pat, I never heard of this movie. Never heard of it.
And it would be described as
a comedy, a kind of dark comedy, but not really dark. It's about a guy who's an IRS agent and about a woman who's got writer's block, and she's writing a story. She's a woman who writes stories, and at the end of every story, the hero dies, okay? And somehow, when she's writing the story, it affects... It becomes the narration of this guy's life. And it's so well done, Pat. It really is. I can't, you know, I'm looking at the, after I watched it, I said, how could I have missed this? Well, maybe it was rated poorly. It got 4.5 stars on every site I've seen.
And it's called Truer Than Fiction.
No, Stranger Than Fiction.
Oh, Stranger Than Fiction. I'm writing this down.
Stranger Than Fiction.
Is this something that we may be able to adapt?
Yeah, I think it's. Yeah, absolutely. It's got like 5 or 6 main characters and other people around it. But yeah, I think it's definitely something that. So you should watch it. I was once again, you know, the whole thing about this Netflix and Amazon Prime, the movies that you find are spectacular. They really are.
Yeah, I found one movie Friday night about 4 kids, and it was a science fiction. Never heard of it before. Really, really good. and there was another movie, a little depressing until the end. I think it was called something like something about Live. This is Life or something like that. Yeah. Never heard of these movies, and they turned out good. Our director watched part of your other movie. What was it? They Live.
Oh, yeah.
And the only problem with that is, of course, there's so much in the way of, you know, armies battling, the whole bit. It would take a huge, huge, huge staff to try to do that movie properly.
Yep.
So that one's not gonna go over. But I'll take a look at this one when I get a chance. And where did you see it, on Prime?
Yeah, Amazon Prime. It's free if you're a member. It's free on Prime.
I'm a member. Yeah. Okay,
it's free.
Great. I'll find it on. I'll find it Prime and take a look at that.
It was so good. I went after I watched it. I bought it. Good to keep it in my library.
Really? Okay. okay. And. Other than that, I will have to tell you that, you know, our heat wave will end after today. And there could be a thunderstorm late today or tonight, low 90s.
We just missed a thunderstorm. It just clipped Sharon in South.
Yesterday, yeah.
A big one. And it just, but at my house, it was sunny and hot all day.
Yeah, and the same thing will happen today. Tomorrow's a better chance. And the reason for it, front. So I think we'll get showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, some of which could be gusty. 80 to 85, and then a little less humid, partly sunny for Thursday and a Friday, mid-80s. Over the weekend, I'll describe it as this. Partly sunny, moderately humid, it'll be warm, not hot, and there could be a thunderstorm here and there, Saturday and Sunday.
All right. And what about Friday? Friday evening?
Friday should not be a problem.
Good, because we have a broadcast Friday evening from 6 to 8. And then Saturday, there's the Sharon on the Green Arts and Crafts Fair.
Right. And again, you're just going to have to keep your eyes peeled to the sky for a thunderstorm here and there. So nothing widespread. You know, this is all scattered stuff the way it was yesterday, the way it'll be today. That is the way it'll go. The dog days of August are done by around the 10th. So that you can keep in mind. And the switch from, you know, late July into early August will not be all that significant. I thought that by this weekend we were going to be coming under an influence of some much cooler air. That is not going to happen yet. But it's in the cards. Maybe sometime next week. So we'll look at that. There's also a tropical disturbance near Puerto Rico. Right now the winds are not favorable for that storm to develop, or that system to develop. The winds are blowing from west to east, and that'll just shear it. So I'm not looking for too much there, but there are tropical waves now finally coming off Africa, and any of these waves could start developing. So we'll be keeping an eye on that. As for yours truly, it was one busy weekend. Saturday, I rushed up to the lake, folks, to help my neighbor, who's two doors away, Joan. She's also the one who's going to be watching my dog when I go on vacation. She ordered a propane refrigerator from Home Depot. Me and this other guy, Frank, took his pickup truck, went to Home Depot. We picked up the refrigerator, but Frank is a real one of these nut jobs. He didn't want to lay the refrigerator down. Because if you do,
you
can't light it right away, right? So we're standing this thing up in the back of a pickup truck with about 8 straps to make sure. It took 1 hour just to do that. We got it back to the cabin. We brought it in. He installed it. Bang, boom, worked. Joan was tickled. After that, Pat went to the studio. He worked all afternoon in no air conditioning. And put up the wallpaper for the bedroom scene in our movie. It took me the entire afternoon.
Nice.
Came home Saturday night, went to sleep, got up, went to church, came home, showered, jumped back in the car, went to Chelsea to see Emmett's play, The Good, The Bad, The Fabulous.
How was it? Was it good, bad, or
was it? It was good. I would not call it great. I would call it good. The actors were fair. A couple were really good, including Jody, who's one of the girls who acts with us. She was fabulous. Came home, friends called. Would you like to meet us for dinner? Why not? I just got home back from the city, and I'm not cooking. So met them for dinner. Woke up yesterday morning thinking that it was going to be a nice, calm day, but my handyman showed up with his helpers. And they were working outside, and he was running the electric to the lamppost. And I was sitting down here. Marshall was so nice to try to catch ahead, you know, do some paperwork and stuff like that. And he said, Pat, I cannot find the breaker for the outdoor electric. I said, mm-hmm. I said, what does that mean? He said, shut all your computers down and everything. He said, we have to turn everything off. He said, I don't know. Where these breakers are. So I had to shut down everything for 2 hours. And that was it. By the time they were through, it was about 3:30. So I said, you know, sometimes you know, Marcia, you don't realize it. Sometimes there's a reason why you're off on Mondays.
Now, did he eventually find a breaker and mark it?
He found a breaker. He marked it, yes, which was smart. And the light works outside. The lamppost works. They're up to the point where they're going to do the mortar on the pathway, and they're just finishing up the main stoop with all of the slate and cementing that down. And after that, there's just some minor things. So it's possible if all three of them show up today, they could actually wrap it up by late today.
And that'll be the last construction project for this year?
Forever.
I never. It's never forever with a house. You know that.
I know. Well, let's put it this way. We have no plans for anything else. Mm. None at all. Next plan, you know what the plan is? Next plan that I have?
Moving.
Buy a townhouse.
That's right. Now, you wouldn't like that. You wouldn't like that.
Why?
I don't think you'd like being so close to neighbors.
Well, I may not be, but the fact that I don't have to shovel, paint the outside of my house, fix the windows or anything like that, cut the grass, that just sounds very nice to me.
Okay. Yeah, but what are you going to do in the weather center if your next door neighbor's making a lot of noise?
That's a problem. Yeah. Yep, that is a problem.
You're going to bang on the wall? Hey, I'm trying to do the weather in here.
Yeah, well, maybe I can find a townhouse that's not really attached. They do have townhouses that are unattached, do they not?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Well, it's down the road anyhow.
I think that's what they call them, townhouses.
Okay. Are you headed to the city today?
Yes, I am.
Okay, just cool.
Oh, yeah. I've got my cool shirt on, and we're set to roll today.
Okay, good luck.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.